This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New report from the property data firm Adam finds filings for home foreclosures went up 5% last month. The federal moratorium on ordering people out for non-payment was lifted earlier this year. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The foreclosures happened mostly at abandoned properties, vacant lots, and properties that were already in foreclosure before the pandemic.
These are properties that would have been foreclosed on a long time ago if it hadn't been for the government foreclosure moratorium.
Rick Sharga is executive vice president at RealtyTrack, which is owned by Adam. Since foreclosures were halted last year, he says we can expect new foreclosures to keep rising. But
even with those increases, we're going to be below normal levels of foreclosure activity well into next year.
The pandemic has made it harder for many Americans to pay their mortgages, says Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American. On the other hand, rising home values have given homeowners a lot of equity.
That equity scenario is really going to protect us from any large degree of foreclosure activity in the housing market.
That's because if borrowers are having trouble making payments, they could just sell their homes instead of foreclosing. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.